least a worse thing come unto thee. And so Jesus findeth him in the temple. And here we see the natural results of a man that's met the Lord, that's been quickened by the Lord. He wants to go, he wants to worship. He wants to go to the place where the Lord is honored. In our case, it's the church that he set up. Not some man-made system, but the temple is representative. In Israel, God dwelt above the mercy seat in the temple. The Shekinah glory was there. And that it was until they rebelled, and then it was taken away. But and it's that's where it was would have been if they had continued to keep the Lord's commandments. And in the church today, he's there, and we'll be there as long as we obey him and keep his commandments. And if we don't, he says, I'll remove the candlestick. And I think I've been in some places where the candlestick's been removed. They call it the church. But it's just all works. And you just don't feel nothing. And but where the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Lord is, there's light. Where the Lord is, there's love. Because he says, I am love. I am life, I am light, and I am your liberty. And so in the church of the living God, where he is, God's people have light, life, and liberty, and love. And that is their life. And that's why they leave the world and come to the church. And he says, he that was healed wished not that it was Jesus had conveyed himself away. And then after Jesus found him in the temple and told him not to sin no more, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And whether it was his loyalty to Judaism that made him do that, or whether he just felt like that out of love and respect for the Lord Jesus, he wanted them to know who it was. I think he was aware that they were his enemies, that they were his enemy. But anyway, he went and told them, and just evidently he felt like that that was a thing for him to do. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And so the Lord Jesus said, my Father working on the Sabbath day, doing certain things. Well, we know that in creation, he created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested as a pattern for the man that he had just created. God don't need no rest. He could have created 1,000 worlds and been just as rested as he was before he did it. But yet he gave us that pattern that man might rest from his labors for the Sabbath day. And also that's a spiritual, the real value of that is a spiritual rest. Man naturally needs rest for his body to recuperate from labor. But also, Jesus says, I am. He said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. And so he is our Sabbath. In other words, Sabbath means rest. Sabbath day means rest day. The Lord is our rest. Apostle Paul said that he that hath entered in to his rest ceases from his works. So the Lord Jesus is our Sabbath. And when we are blessed by his grace and by the Spirit of God to enter into that rest, then we cease from all of our labors trying to earn our way to heaven. We don't cease to, we are the Lord's bondservant, and we don't cease to do good works to honor him, but we cease from laboring as under the law of Moses in a legal sense to try to earn our way and fulfill the law. And all of this displays the beauty of our salvation and what the Lord Jesus as our sheep offering came to the door of mercy and displayed his wondrous grace in going to the cross and being crucified for us. And therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because not only had broken the Sabbath, but saith also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And so now they were really wrought up because they thought that he was blasphemed. All they saw was just a Jew, a carpenter's son, and that had made himself equal with God. So he had blasphemed as far as they were concerned. And so therefore they had double cause now whereby to kill him, and to feel real righteous about it, that they had done, they had served God, and that in order to, in killing him, they would have thought that they were doing God a favor or serving God, as the Lord prophesied that they would do. And that's the way they felt about it. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because not only had broken the Sabbath, making himself equal with God, then answered Jesus and saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent the Son. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And so we have this wonderful declaration that the Lord has illustrated in a natural sense what he has done for us spiritually, just as he healed the impotent man there and told him to rise up and walk. He has healed us who were dead in trespasses and sins, and has made us servants of the living God, and tells us to take up our bed and walk to serve him, and to sin no more, to follow on, to know him and to serve him and to honor and glorify him. And so all of his works shall praise him, the scripture says. And they do, and they will. Brother Rich and I, we drank coffee in the morning. We got a little sun deck out there, and I put bird feed out there for the birds, and pecans out there for the squirrels. And they come, and they eat, and they hop around, and they sit on the little hunches, I just, when the bird sings, I think, well, he's praising God. He's praising God. Never will forget years ago, and I've told it, but it was so precious to me. because I had just first believed. And as David said, the hills were clapping their hands and the trees and everything was praising God. And we come out of work and there was a little bird sitting up there on the building that was just singing to the top of its voice. And I was walking along there with a senior engineer. He was about 6'3". And I said, "Poe, you know what that bird says?" I said, "You hear that bird?" He said, "Yeah, I hear him." I said, "You know what he's saying?" He said, "No, what's he saying?" And he said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all that is with me, praise his name." He said, "John, you won't do." That bird, to me, that's what he was doing. He was just singing as hard as he could sing. There was one little old bird up on the corner of the building, and I could just hear it. He was praising the Lord. And it seemed to me like that in your early love, that everything is just praising the Lord. I wish it could stay that way, don't you? But we kind of fall back, get back into the world. But anyway, the Lord, he come to save the impotent folks. That's us. And he done it. The man took up his bed and started praising God, went right into the temple. And that's what we should do, is get up and praise God, because he has surely done a wonderful work for us. May the Lord add his blessings to his word as our prayer. What shall we sing, brethren? We publish the doors of the church open for the reception of members. 193. We'll sing "Strike the Glad Hands of Fellowship." And if one or more would love to join the church, we'll be glad to hear you in a few or many words. Sing, brethren, when you're ready.
More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More of what Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his faithfulness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus and his word, holding communion with my Lord, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, raising glory on his own. More of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming branch of peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love died for me.
And after we heard it more and more, we had to sit on it. So, on any of maxims, I don't know of any of points.
I don't know of any.
But walk the code of everything. You walk the moral code of everything.
You walk the code, have that regular service next week again. Be our light and darkness, our strength and weakness, for we ask it in Jesus' name.